Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lenny Green. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Martin. Batting third. The first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bob Allison. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jim Lemon. Batting sixth. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ted Lepsia. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jose Valdivielso. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pedro Ramos. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Pedro Ramos. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Danny O'Connell. Batting second. The shortstop, Billy Klaus. Batting third. The right fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting fourth. The catcher, Gene Green. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Willie Tasby. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting 7th. The left fielder, Marty Keogh. Batting 8th. The second baseman, Chuck Cottier. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Joe McLean. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Joe McLean. And now, play ball. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a fly ball into left field. Keogh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew takes first base on ball four. Martin moves to second. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cottier fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes O'Connell. The throw from Batty and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus takes first base on ball four. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. O'Connell scores. Klaus moves to third. It's 1-0, Senators. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon takes first base on ball four. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Twins nothing. the Senators will come to bat. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Senators. Chuck Cotter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotter hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Batty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe McLain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLain hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lepsio fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. O'Connell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Allison. O'Connell reaches second base with a double. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Klaus hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Allison throws the ball into Valdivielso, who tags Klaus trying to catch an extra base, for the out. O'Connell scores. It's 3-0, Senators. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jose Valdivielso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdivielso hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McLain fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pedro Ramos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramos hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. Green hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a fly ball into left field. Keogh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Twins nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Woodling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valdivielso fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0-for-1 in the game. Tasby hits a fly ball into left field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Killebrew hits a fly ball into left field. Keogh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-1 in the game. Allison strikes out. Two outs. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lemon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Twins nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-1 in the game. Long takes first base on ball 4. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Keogh strikes out. One out. Chuck Cotter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotter is 0-for-1 in the game. Cotter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valdivielso fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-1 in the game. Batty hits a fly ball into right field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0-for-1 in the game. Lepsio hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Connell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jose Valdivielso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdivielso is 0-for-1 in the game. Valdivielso hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McLean fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Twins nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Joe McLean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLean is 0-for-1 in the game. McLean hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. O'Connell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Batty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Klaus hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Pedro Ramos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramos is 0-for-1 in the game. Ramos hits a pop-up towards short. Klaus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Green hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Keogh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Twins nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Woodling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-2 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lepsio fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0-for-2 in the game. Tasby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valdivielso scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Killebrew hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-2 in the game. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Connell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Twins nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Long hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Keogh strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Cottier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cottier is 0 for 2 in the game. Cottier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valdivielso scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 2 in the game. Batty takes first base on ball 4. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0 for 2 in the game. Lepsio hits a line drive towards third. O'Connell catches it and throws to first to double up Batty. Two outs. Hal Narragón pinch hits for Jose Valdivielso. Hal Narragón is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narragón strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Twins nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Rich Rollins now playing third base. Ted Lepsio now playing shortstop. Joe McLean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLean is 0 for 2 in the game. McLean hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Klaus hits a pop-up towards first. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jim King now playing right field. Julio Becker pinch hits for Pedro Ramos. Julio Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker hits a pop-up towards short. Klaus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Green hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus misplays the ball. That's an error on Klaus. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Green moves to second. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus fields it and throws to second for the out. Green moves to third. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 3 in the game. Allison hits a fly ball into left field. Keogh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 3, and Minnesota Twins, 0. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.